some kind of excuse, feeling kind of poorly. Mm-hmm. That's used a lot of people, poorly.
Say, I can do it. What does that mean? If you ask a man, will you do this? And he said, well, I can do it.
I can do it all right when I get to it.
Yeah,
I can do it okay.
Uh-huh. Or if he turns you down, he said, No, I
can't do it. Can't do it. Either can or can't.
You avoid saying I won't, is that right?
They're not going to refuse. Just say I can't get to it. Got some work down at the Legion building right now. I've been after a fellow to do some concrete work down there, but said I'll do it just as quick as I can get to it. Quick as I can get to it. I haven't forgotten. I'll get to it sometime. And you'd say, when? Oh, I don't know. I'm busy. I'll get to it just as quick as I can. Mm-hmm. Just as quick as he can, he'll get to it.
In other words, he'll never tell you.
No, he's not going to give you
a second.
No, he won't refuse you, but he just never gets to it. There's a colored paper here hanging here in town. He's been promising me he's going to come here and pay for a bathroom I know for 6 months. Every time I see him, I'll get to you next week. Well, that's been going on now since, I'd say, May. And he still hadn't gotten to it. I'll get to it, though. I'll get there. You don't get me out. Don't get me out, he said. Don't get me out. I'll get to it as quick as I can. And I said, well, you've been saying that now since May. Yes, sir, but I've just been so busy. I just ain't been able to get to it, but I'll get to it. So he'll probably finally get to it, but in his own good time.
If somebody gives instructions for doing something, no, don't do it that way. Do it what? Don't do it that way. Do it.
You mean in a different way?
Yeah, or do it this way or this way.
This way or that away. That away is.
That away.
That away. That away is quite an expression.
That way is wrong. Do it
this way.
This way.
This way or that away. Mm-hmm. This way. That away is the way you want it done. It's wrong, but this way I want it done.
Something happens. It looks like an accident. And you said, no, it was no accident. He
done it on purpose.
Uh-huh. And how about you tell a child? let's put it this way. Suppose crops are held back by the rain, and you say, well, the corn isn't as tall as it
ought to be.
Suppose you say to a child, now you didn't do that the way you
ought to have done it.
Ought to done it. Uh-huh.
You didn't do it like you ought to have done it.
And how it should used you to a child, you say, now you.
You mean when you want to say you should have done it?
Yes.
Well, you ought to have done it this way.
I see.
They use the word ought to, you ought to have done it.
Mm-hmm. And the opposite of ought to is now you.
Like I heard a fellow use the expression, she never done a thing that she hadn't ought to.
I see.
Never done anything that she hadn't ought. In other words, she had not transgressed the rules of propriety, we would say.
Mm-hmm.
She'd never done a thing that she hadn't ought.
And how would he say the opposite? He does everything that he
ought to do.
Or how would he say the opposite?
Ought not have done.
Ought not have done. Mm-hmm.
Ought not have done.
If you see somebody who's been very sick and you say, well, I don't know, they say he's getting along, but it just seems to me that he'll never.
He's getting along poorly. He's not doing good. He's poorly. He's something like that.
It just seems to me that he seems like